Paul in Sheffield. Paul, you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, love.
How you going? Okay, cycling.
Cycling?
Yeah, right.
Right.
You want... I think it's drivers ought to be took off the road, not the cyclists.
You think it's drivers that should be taken off the road?
I certainly do.
Not the cyclists?
I definitely do.
Right.
There's some, I mean, I do quite a lot of cycling, I do racing, so I have to train.
Do you do any driving?
I do, I drive as well, yep.
So you think you should be taken off the road?
If it's a cyclist, a choice of a cyclist, or
so
a motorist.
So if someone was to ask you about your driving, you would say, I should be taken off the roads.
If it was a choice between a cyclist and a motorist, yeah.
So if they said, we want you to make a choice, either ride your bike or, you know, or get off the road altogether, you'd say, fine, no worries, it's a fair cop, because I am deserving of being removed from the road.
That's everybody, yeah.
Because you're such a... So, well, it's not the case of you just being a bad driver, it's just that you're not roadworthy.
Well, it's the car drivers what cause the accidents with cyclists.
So you're the one who causes the accidents?
The car driver, yeah. I'm a cyclist and car driver. So you usually find the car driver...
So you're the worst of both worlds. You cause the accidents, and you're a central component of the accidents, even when you're not causing them.
No, you usually find the cyclist is a safe cyclist.
So cyclists driving cars at the same time, you think that's safe? No wonder you think you should be taken off the road.
Well...
You don't try and combine the two, do you?
No.
No?
No.
No.
But the point is, Nick, that car drivers are the cause of
accidents. Right, let's get to the point. Let's get right to the point.
Go on.
Go on then.
Right. I ride my bike quite a lot. I come across a lot of idiots.
How much is quite a lot?
Every day.
For how long for?
2 to 3 hours a day.
2 to 3 hours a day?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I come across all car drivers that are on the road.
So during that 2 to 3 hours, you come across car drivers?
Yeah, car drivers.
And how do they react to that?
Well, a lot of them are idiots. Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
A lot of them are idiots?
Yeah, and I know that.
Is that why you come across them?
Because I know that anybody, what causes an accident, is usually the car driver.
So you're going along on your bike, you see a car driver, you come across him, that's his own lookout because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
It's one in the eye for the idiots.
Because he'll pass me with about 6 inches to spare.
Yeah.
Almost knock me off my bike. Or he'll pip his own for no reason whatsoever.
So he's going along, he only gives you about 6 inches. And you say, that's not enough, I want 7 or 8 inches.
No, I want 2 feet.
So you come across him, and that's one in the eye for him.
I know.
Because he's an idiot.
I want 2 feet.
You want 2 feet?
6 inches, yeah.
Right. Right. Well, that's reasonable, I suppose. So you actually want 2 sheer feet.
Minimum, yeah.
Right, so a 2 foot minimum.
Yeah.
But some people might say that's unreasonable.
I don't think it is. Because
he's offering you 6 inches, and you're saying, sorry, mate, I want 2 feet.
See, what they forget, and car drivers...
So every motorist, you come across them.
What they forget, car drivers, you see, is that we're allowed to be on the road. They don't think we are.
You're rampant.
We're more entitled to be on the road than they are.
You're a maniac.
Because bikes were on the road before the cars.
Listen, Paul, I want to thank you for calling the show. Paul in Sheffield. Scary stuff. Right, let's move on.